Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
So, David, when you were playing professionally and you were on the court, whether you were at Wimbledon or the French Open, you obviously have a narrative going on in your head and in your heart, which is, I want to beat this guy. Mm-hmm. I want to win. But I know your heart as well, and that is you want to be honoring God and bringing glory to his name in all circumstances. And so you had that daily grind of training and the pressure of competition. How did you blend those two together?
And that's a great question, and that really is the battle, Bill, for all of us, whether we're in sports or not. We have to constantly be throughout the day, be recognizing what we're thinking, and if it's not the way God wants us to think, we need to replace those thoughts with the truth of God's word. So it's so easy to be out on the professional tennis tour and be thinking, if I win this match, I'm going to win this much money. And if I lose this match, what is it going to do to my ranking? Mm-hmm. All of these, again, self-focused things. And instead, be recognizing that, nope, that's not thinking the right way. I need to think a different way. I need to replace those wrong thoughts with the truth of Scripture. It's almost like temptation. When Christ was faced with temptation by Satan, three times he says, it is written, mm-hmm. because he was being told a lie, mm-hmm. or a temptation, and he quickly recognized it and then replaced it with Scripture. It's the same thing for the athlete or anyone as well, to be honest, anyone who faces any temptation. You recognize it and replace it with the truth of Scripture. So, you know, I love the passage in Ephesians 4. It says, if indeed you have heard Christ and have been taught in him, and as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, the old way, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. So there's this idea of put off the old self and put on the new man, but you can only do that when you're being immersed daily in the Word of God, when the Holy Spirit is renewing your mind, as it says in Romans chapter 12. That's a daily active thing we need to do in our lives, so we will start thinking more of the right way instead of the old way.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.